something in me. In a world where I feel so small, I can't stop thinking.
Good afternoon, fellow Earthlings. This is Jasper on the Rib at 101.9 CITR. That was just Ma Sumac with Atipura, and it's from a really dear movie, The Big Lebowski. It was that scene when for those of you that've seen it, the woman is like, it's like a fantasy sequence, and the woman's being tossed up in like a cloth and naked, and all these guys with these like ridiculously ecstatic faces are throwing him up in slow motion, and then it's when he finally meets the pornography producer. Anyways, so today I was thinking about themes, and it just so happened that all the music I was collecting was very percussive. So today's theme is percussion, and it makes sense because I was kind of thinking about like music's evolution with humans, and I mean, we were like singing back, you know, Neanderthal days, but we were also drumming on a lot of things. That was one of the first motifs, and I always reminded of that Space Odyssey scene when the monkey finally sort of has this self-awareness, and he starts drumming with the bones on the other bones of the dead animal carcass. It's pretty epic. So our feature today is this really awesome kind of quartet of guys that go by the name Swarm. And they're actually from Vancouver, and I can't believe I never knew about them till today. They're basically a percussion group who make sound sculptures, so they make all sorts of things that they drum on out of different kinds of elements. And they do performances, they do multimedia stuff, they do things with light shows, they do things for kids, which is amazing. They teach, like, they're just all over the place, and I'm really hoping to see them soon. So their album is called Buzz, Breath, and Hum. And the first song I'm going to play for you is called Tube Machine, and undoubtedly played with their Tube Machine sound sculpture. And then we're going to move to some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. So enjoy. Thank you.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Hey, everybody. So that was Emerson, Lake and Palmer's Toccata from their album Brain Salad Surgery. One of my favorite songs, I think, of all time. Apparently, Palmer, who's the drummer, was the first in that song specifically to hook up little electronics under his drums so that every time he would hit his tom or his snare, it would shoot off like an alarm sound or a siren, and that whole last quarter of that was him doing that. And I've seen this video of him spinning around in this like oscillating drum set where he's hitting all these gongs and different things and all these different crazy cacophony of sound. But anyways, we're going to move on back to some Swarm. Now, I was checking out their library of sound sculptures, and they've got some pretty cool ones. They got something called the Buddha Bomb, which is this crazy, like, kind of suit. Kind of looks like Buddha. It's really big, and it has a drum on the front. And then they have these mandala drums, which are all these drums hooked together almost like in a sacred geometry kind of way. They have satellite long strings, which I don't even know what kind of sounds those can make. A marimba river, which is, it kind of takes like a waveform. Instead of being like a flat marimba, it's like an actual wavy instrument. So you have to hit it from different angles. And then they have these like incredible towers, like the Strange Fruit Telecommunication Tower, which is just loaded with all sorts of different kind of percussion stuff. So yeah, we're going to get back to them with a song called Spinfectious. And then after that, I'll be playing some Johnny Greenwood. Cool. So that was Johnny Greenwood. He's from Radiohead, and he did a soundtrack for a documentary called Body Song, which is a documentary about human life and the human condition. And that one song in particular actually got remade for his soundtrack for There Will Be Blood, which was really intense, kind of Kubrick-esque kind of soundtrack. And this soundtrack's actually amazing. I highly recommend you check it out, Body Song. It's very cluttered, like that song especially. It kind of starts out like you think you know where you're going, and then it gets so cluttered that you're kind of jarred in and out of beats. And then suddenly that big giant bass comes back, and it's kind of like a heartbeat. It's kind of slightly off every single time, but seems to work really well. At least I think so anyways. So next, I'm going to be playing the Vegetable Orchestra. Now, they are exactly what they say. They play with vegetables. And I was lucky enough to actually see them when I was in Europe last year. And because they work with vegetables, they have to make new instruments every single time they play. And they've been together for like almost 10 years now. It started off as just like a, you know, one-time project. And then people liked it so much that they just kept going. And they kept inventing new vegetable instruments. And since they make them every single concert, they go to wherever they are. They go to the market. They get all the vegetables. They drill holes. They make flutes and reeds and drums. And just, you can't even begin to imagine the kinds of things they come up with. And then afterwards, they make a soup out of all the instruments. And you get to eat the soup as a part of the audience. And they actually put some of the instruments out, and I took a few home and just had so much fun playing with them until they went rotten, which was a shame. But it's a nice practice of temporality, I find, to make a vegetable instrument that won't last very long. So this is their song from their album Automate. It's called Greenhouse. And so basically with this album, they tried to attack different sorts of genres within music. And so this was their take on house music. And that'll be followed up by another track from Swarm.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day.
Aloha again on the Rib 101.9 CITR. I am being followed up shortly by News 101 with Andrew and Brad. Then at 6 o'clock, Career Fast Track with Felipe. And at 6:30, we have Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert. At 7:30, we have Exploding Head Movies with Gak. And 9 o'clock, we have The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Cool. So what we just heard was another thing by Swarm, but it had some harmonious things going on, and I finally clued it together that when I was talking about the sound sculptures, there are all these stringed ones, like the pendulum long strings and the satellite long strings, and that must be what's making the noise. I'm not sure how. I can't seem to figure out how they get such a kind of spacey sound out of them, but they're pretty weird instruments. You know, lots of strings tied up maybe 10 feet away from each end, and they must bow them in some way to get that kind of sound. But speaking of homemade instruments, and the next tune I'm bringing to you is by the composer Harry Partch. Now, Harry Partch was really influential in, the 20th century. He's an American composer. And he wanted to make music that was kind of out of this world and had never been heard of before, so he decided to make his own instruments that, you know, had never been heard before. Easiest way to do it. And he wanted to make music that, you know, wasn't yet capable of being made. And one of his main tools for this is what are called microtonal scales. And so if you think about, like, the tones on a keyboard, you have, like, the normal 12, the 7 white and the 6 black, or 5 black. And he basically, you know, realized, just like the Indians did and the Chinese, that they're, you know, the tonal spectrum is infinite, and you can go in between these tones. We're kind of stuck because we have pianos that are built a certain way, and we can't really get in between those notes. But he built, you know, just hundreds of instruments based on a 43-tone scale. So his options were just, you know, dramatically increased, and you know, you get just amazing weird sounds out of it. So what I'm playing is called The Delusion of the Fury, and the song is called Time of Fun Together, and then I will be playing some more Swarm, so enjoy. Thank you.
start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hey, so that was Harry Parch and his ensemble of unique instruments doing a sort of musical-esque thing, if you will. So we're going to play some more Swarm. This is from their album Buzz, Breath, and Hum, and it's called Gumbo Soup. Hey, you're listening to 101.9 CRTR. This is The Rib. I am saying good day. Gonna tell you to go to the Jazz Fest. The Jazz Fest is awesome. There's a lot of bands. There's a lot of stuff. Some of it's expensive, but even the expensive stuff plays free shows, so just go see the free shows. Lots of good stuff coming with the Jazz Fest. And yeah, so just go check it out, please. And I will leave you with an essential for any percussive-themed radio show that happens on CITR, and that is Steve Reich's drumming. So this is part one, and I will see you next week. I hope you have a mystical day. I know I will. Peace.